Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we had started a new chapter, Babu Ma Yaqulu Idha Rukiba Dabbatan Lis-Safari, the chapter on the dua that one should make when mounting his conveyance, when a person is about to depart on journey, what duas he should read. Here we explain that the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are really a miracle, that what words he chose and the timing of the words and the opportunity of being of these words being used, etc., were brilliant, perfect. So therefore we should try and learn these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we don't really need to even think what du'as we should be making on this occasion. And one point we made yesterday also, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. On the journey, this travel du'a, as we will go today, we'll see the du'as that include these words. And one thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is encouraging us at every moment of your life, remember that although you are going on a travel, every moment of your life, remember that you are musafir in this world. You are traveling in this world. Whilst we are sitting here also, we are still a musafir in this world. We may not be in our conveyance, we may not be in an aeroplane, not be in a ship, but whilst we are sitting here, we are a musafir. We are moving towards a big destination, and that destination is Akhirat. So when you have mounted that aeroplane, when you have mounted that ship, that cruise liner, when you mounted your car, then also remember, don't forget, you may be just thinking about the journey that's in front of you, from here to Makkah Sharif, from here to Madinah Sharif, or wherever it is, you may be thinking about that journey, but don't forget about the fact that you're a musafir going to a bigger journey. It shouldn't be on that short journey that you are going, you forget about the bigger journey. Allah Ta'ala forbid something happens on the plane, or something happens through the plane, and your bigger journey comes before the shorter journey that you were embarking on. So therefore a Muslim all the time is aware of it. So all that entertainment that takes place after that on the ship, and all that entertainment that takes place on that aeroplane with all the entertainment screens and whatever is being offered, all that means nothing to a person when he's got that bigger destination in front of him, that I'm going on a journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have I prepared for that journey? عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا استوى على بعيره خارجا إلى سفر كبر ثلاثا ثم قال سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا واطوي عنا بعده اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل والولد وإذا رجع قالهن وزاد فيهن آئبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون. حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sat on his camel to depart on a journey, he would say takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He would say takbir 3 times. So he would say Allahu Akbar 3 times. He then would say, pure is Allah. This is the translation of this dua of Subhanal Ladhi Sakhara Lana Hada Wa Ma Kunna Lahu Muqarinin till the end. This is the translation of that dua. That pure is Allah Ta'ala who has placed this at our service, whereas we would have never been able to control it. Allah Ta'ala, we explained this yesterday, Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us to control that animal that we are sitting on. If Allah Ta'ala wished that animal wouldn't listen to us, and there'll be nothing we can do. If Allah wished that the animal wouldn't be understanding what instruction was given to it, and we couldn't ride it, like that vehicle of ours, that aeroplane of ours, that ship of ours, if the conditions around Allah Ta'ala changes it, then there's nothing we can do. One person was coming from overseas recently. He says the plane tried to land in Durban. For 45 minutes he tried and tried and tried to land. He couldn't land. Conditions Allah Ta'ala had changed. There was a severe storm at that time. So the plane had to go back to Johannesburg and land in Johannesburg. And they only came about 4 hours later. So Allah Ta'ala is the one that's in control. We may have the steering wheel of the cockpit, or we have the thing that we have the plane in control. But we can't do until Allah Ta'ala wants it to become possible. So that is what we are saying. That when we make this part of this dua, وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we wouldn't have this thing at our control. This is not something that we could have controlled. This is from your side. Anyway, going on with the translation of this dua, that pure is Allah ta'ala who has placed this at our service, whereas we would have never been able to control it, and our return will surely be to Allah ta'ala. this part of the dua I explained just now. Remember that part of the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our return is surely to Allah ta'ala. Wa inna ila rabbina lamun qalibun. In the next part translation, O Allah, we ask you in this journey of ours for righteousness and piety. What a beautiful dua. O Allah, we're going out on this journey, we're asking you for righteousness, birr and taqwa. We're asking you for piety. We're not going like freelancers on a holiday to some exotic resort, and we're forgetting about namaz, and we're forgetting about this, and forgetting about the use of the eyes, ears. So Allah, wherever we are going, Allah, grant us this righteousness and piety. Therefore, Muslim only goes to those places that will assist him in getting this righteousness and piety. Otherwise, what is the purpose of making this dua if he's already intending to go to the places of guna? And a person is intending to go to the places of guna, then he's foolish to say, Allah, grant me righteousness and piety, and we're deliberately going towards guna. Here, this is where a person is going towards good, and he's asking Allah Ta'ala that increase our goodness, that increase for us righteousness and piety, and actions which you are pleased with. O Allah, make this journey of ours easy and shorten its distance for us. وَطْوِ عَنَّا بُعْدَ. Allah, shorten its distance for us. Make it easy for us. You can make this journey easy. O Allah, you alone are the companion in the journey. أَنْتَ الصَّاحِبُ فِي السَّفَرْ وَالْخَلِيفَةُ فِي الْأَهَلْ. O Allah, you alone are the companion in the journey and the guardian in the family. The person is leaving his family and he's going out. Now who is the guardian that's going to look after the family? O Allah, you are the guardian of my family. You are the one that can look after my family. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the difficulties of the journey, from any sight which is undesirable, and from finding an evil condition upon my return. So here, this few du'as being made. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the difficulty of the journey. When a man is leaving, one concern he got is this journey mustn't be too difficult, too hard. O Allah, you make it easy for me. I seek refuge in you from the difficulty of the journey. The other thing that he is worried about is that on the journey, he mustn't come up across anything that is undesirable, anything that he wouldn't like to see, he wouldn't like to witness, whether it's with his own self or whether it's around him in terms of the conditions. I don't want any undesirable condition, sickness, loss of health, loss of wealth, problems, financial difficulties, difficulties with my transport, whatever it means as far as not seeing anything undesirable, a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other thing that he is making dua for, and it's also a big worry for him, is he's leaving everybody behind and he's going. And whilst moving on the journey, he doesn't want to see anything that is undesirable. And from finding an evil condition upon my return in respect of my wealth, family and children. Oh Allah, when I come back, I don't want to find anything that's undesirable. One is undesirable when he's on journey, and one is when he comes back. There should be nothing that's undesirable as far as my children are concerned, my wealth is concerned, my family is concerned. In other words, I don't want to come back and get the news that this person is very sick, that person met up with an accident, this person is in hospital, this person passed away. Allah, save me from that bad news when I come back also. So one is that dua he's making to leave, one is the dua he's making that when I come back also, Allah, I like to come back in good conditions. Look what a comprehensive dua this is. And the next part of that, when he returned from a journey, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he returned from a journey, then he would add these words, A'ibuna, ta'ibuna, abiduna li rabbina hamidun. Not saying that I'm the one, I came back, I made it. I'm the conqueror. Nothing like that. This is the words. Look at what the beautiful meaning of these words are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, we are returning, we are repenting, we are worshipping our Allah ta'ala, and we are praising him. In other words, we're coming back sad. Whatever guna and sin we may have made on the journey, Allah forgive us. Allah, we're coming back in a condition that we are worshipping you. We're coming back now, we can make our ibadat fully again. And we are happy to come make our ibadat fully again. We're coming back to you worshipping. Whilst he was there also, he didn't forget Allah Ta'ala. When he's coming back also, he's reminding himself and he's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're coming back to you as abiduna, those that are worshippers. And the last part, the Rabbina Hamidun Allah. We're coming back in such a condition that we are praising you. We'll continue inshallah tomorrow with the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how comprehensive these du'as are. It covers every leg of the journey, from a person's dunya and as far as his akhirat is concerned. It's a matter of us learning the du'as and reading it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.